Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Samech Hey, and we'll start at the top with the Mishnah. Bal ov ze pisum hamedaber mi shechyo, v'yidoni ze medaber befiv. So the two different types of sorcery, of witchcraft, of an ov and a yidoni. So ov is where the armpit of the person doing it, the dead bat person speaks out from there, and the yidoni is where the out of their mouth they speak. But both of them, right? Ze hari elu beskila, right? There's a chi of misas skila for both these. The hanisha behem bazar, but the one who's nishal, who's asking about them, is a gitzalav. So the Maharam explains the Bama the Marsha. Why does it say nishal? It really should have been the shoel, the one who asks them. He says no, because when you go to the Baal Ov Yidoni, you ask these people. They say, "Who do you want to talk to?" So when you answer, "I want to talk to this person," so that's why you're initial. They ask you who you want to speak to. So that's how he works with the Lashon. This is the Rambam on the Mishnah says Pirush Mishnayis. He says that this is all fake. If you think you heard something, or you think that you know that there's a really any substance, it's all it's kaziv. You're being fooled. The Ramban says no, that there is really a koch of these things. It's just an isser in using them. The Ramban in Parshas Shoftim, in the pasuk of Tamim Tiyei Hashem Elokecha, so he says Shinachi Leveinu Elav Levado. Really, our heart should only be towards Hashem. V'na'amin Shehu Levado Oise Kol V'hu Hayodea Amitas Shol Kol Osid. Hashem controls everything, the future. U'mimena Levado Nidroish Hasidos. And only from Hashem we're supposed to inquire about the future. I say, how do you do that? From Nevi'im, from the Urim V'tumim. V'lo Nidroish Me'avure Shamayim V'lo Mizul Osam. Don't consult these types of people. V'lo Nivtach She'avoyu Devrehem Al Koponim. Don't believe what they say. Aval Im Nishma Dover Mehem Nemer Hakol B'dei Shamayim. You just, everything's up to Hashem. Ki Hu Elokei Elokim Elyon Al Hakol Hayochol B'chom Shane Marochos V'Kochovim Mazolos Kiritzonu Mefer Oisos B'yadayim Mekoismim Yehulal. Hashem controls everything. So even if they tell you that you know something is going to happen, you have Tamim Tiyei Hashem Elokecha, and we don't believe in any of this. Again, so the Rambam says there's nothing to this. In Shulchan Aruch, it actually has a discussion, and there's an interesting gra that they point out. The gra is found in Yoredeh Kufay and Tess, Hilchos Ma'onin Mechashef. So the gra quotes the Ram. Normally the gras are very short, you know, like a Rashi Tevis, a few words. Here there's an arichas within the gra. The Bir gra in Os Yud Gimel, he quotes the Rambam, right? He says, "Va'afa pi Harambam kol kachim peres Mishnah da'avodas kachavim aval kol haboyim achrav cholkulav." Everybody argues on the Rambam and says that no, there really is something to this. Shahari harbe lechoshim nemaru b'gemara v'hu nimshach achar philosophia. The Rambam was drawn after philosophy. Lechein therefore kosev shofim v'shemus lechoshim v'shedim kmios hakol hu sheker. They've already hit him over the head. We find many, many things like this. Bigamora, right? Al pi shemos kshofim. So you see, the girl writes that there is a real substance to this, and at the end, he writes for philosophia. He toso the rov lakacha the farish agamora hakol b'derech hatzloiva akor osam mipashtim. They try to take things out of Pashup Shah to explain these like allegories. V'chas v'sholom eini ma'amin behem v'lo mehem v'lo me'amonim. I don't believe in these things or saying anything like that. Ella kol ha'davarim heim kipashton. Everything is Pashup Shah the way it sounds. Ella she'yesh behem penimius. There's a deeper level. There's an inner aspect to these gemaras that talk about kishuf and about shadim. But not the type of philosophicism shem chitzonius. That's like an external, very far from the essence of the item. Ella shabale haemis. The bale haemis is like the Kabbalah, the mystical interpretations of it. So that's the gra who uncharacteristically in this bir hagra in Shulchan Aruch, he has a whole arichas over there. Okay. starts the Gemara. Maishno hachin delikati bal ov yidoni. Maishno gabi krisus the ketani bal ov v'sharli yidoni. So the Mishnah in Krisus, when listing it, only says ov, but it does not mention yidoni. So we have a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to why Krisus didn't list both of them. Because they both are mentioned in the same pasuk, so therefore, like when you say one, they're both included. No, Yidoni isn't mentioned over there in the Mishnah in Krisus because there's no Maisa involved. It's just a speech, and you don't have to bring a korban for something that doesn't have a Maisa attached to it. Rabbi Yochanan, Maishna bal Ov denokot. So then, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why is Ov the only one mentioned? He'll answer because the pasuk, the Mishnah mentions it because that's the way the pasuk starts off with it. The Reish Lakish, my time will Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So wait, why didn't Reish Lakish learn like Rabbi Yochanan? So Omar of Papa says the reason why Reish Lakish doesn't hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukin Hain B'Misa, because Ov and Yidoni have a chiluk in there about the Misa. Rabbi Yochanan, Chaluka de la Shmei Chaluka, de Miso lo Shmei Chaluka. So Rabbi Yochanan could just answer back, no, we don't necessarily make a comparison with there's a chilik in terms of how many korbanos you would have to bring if there's the same chilik in terms of different types of Misa that's not considered to be a valid chilik. Rabbi Yochanan, my time, lo Amr Kreish Lakish, Amr Lach, he'll say to you, Masnis Nikrisus Rabbi Kivahi, because the Mishnah Krisus goes like Rabbi Kiva to Amr, lo Be'ena Maisa, that we don't require you to do a Maisa. Vereish Lakish, Nihid lo boy, Rabbi Akiva, Maisa Rabba, Maisa Zuta boy, yeah, according Rabbi Akiva holds enough to do a big Maisa Rabba, but there has to be some small thing, a Maisa Zuta, at least that, right? Because if there was no Maisa whatsoever, then even Rabbi Akiva would agree, right? Like, a Megadev has some Maisa to it, right? As we'll see right now. Megadev, my Maisa Iko, so what is the action that's involved? The person who curses Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. So Akimas Sofosov Havi Maisa. By moving his lips, that's considered to be enough of a Maisa. So the Gemara has 1 second. So Baal Ov, my Maisa Ika. By Ov, what type of Maisa is happening over there? Hakoshis Zrosov Havi Maisa. When he's moving his arms, he's like, you know, flapping his arms like a bird, then that's considered to be the Maisa. Vafilu Rabbonin, that's a Maisa even according to Rabbonin. The Hatanya we learned in a Braisa. Einachayev el aldover sheishbo maisa, kigon zivuach, kitur, venisuch, the hishtachava. So, you're only chayev for a vodazar if you do one of these things where you shechted something, right? You brought kitaris to it, or you poured wine to it, you bowed down to it. But omarish lakish, mantama hishtachava. Who's the tana who holds the bowing down? Rabbi Kivahi. You see, that's Rabbi Kiva. To omar lo be'in and maisa. So you don't even have to do a maisa. Any little small thing is enough. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, afila tamer rabbonin. 1 second, I can even tell the brisa goes like the rabbonin, kfifas komosol rabbonin havi maisa. Right, according to the rabbonin, when you bend down your whole body's height, then that would be a maisa as well. So 1 second, you have to think about hash to the Reish Lakish kfifas komosol rabbonin lo havi maisa. So according to Reish Lakish, right, that the Rabbana would say that by bending your whole body down, that is not a Maisa. Hakosha Zrosov, the Baal of Havi Maisa? Meaning, so something even smaller than that, but like, you know, the flapping of the arms? What, your arms are bigger than your entire body? I said, how could that be? So, Kika Omer Reish Lakish, Nami, the Rebbe Akiva. Aval the Rabbanon, lo. So, the Gemara explains, no, Reish Lakish, he's masking, right? According to the Rabbanon, then that's not considered a Maisa. When Reish Lakish said that it is, he's saying it within the shita of Rabbi Akiva, but again, the Rabbanon would not agree that to be a Maisa. Okay, so the Gemara asks then, if that's true, Yotz Megadev Baal Ov Miboile, so then there should be extra ones. The Megadev also should have been, not counted on this. So the Gemara says, okay, I'll tell you a new pshat. El Omer Ula B'Mekater L'Shade. So it must be that you are bringing Kitaris to a shade. Right? It's interesting. Rashi says, and where's the Rashi? About 10 lines up. Mekatla shade. Bal ov de kitani bekrisus de moide be rabbonin behochi askinen shemekata lifnei hashade hamemuna al oiso dover. Right, the havi maisa gomer. So that's what it is. That's like the full action that you did. So that's a concern. When you bring korbanos or you know, ketores, I should say, to the shade, that's enough. Only Rava mekatel the shade ovid avodah zarah. One second, that's already mentioned in the Mishnah. That's real avodah zarah. El omer Rava bemekatel lechaber. No, you're trying to get them all to be mechaber, to gather them together to bring them into one place. Omer le'abaya mekatel lechaber chover cheverhu. So that's a different one. That's chover chever. It's like, I think they translate like a charmer like that. So that's a different law, but that's not a chi of karis over there. So it says in, yeah, Rabbi says you are a chover, but hator omer chover zebeskila. This type, this particular case, is you know, gathering together these shadim. So then, for you get skila, and therefore there is an iser karis on them as well. Tan rabbanan. Chover chever, echad chever gadol, echad chever katan, afilu nechoshim va'akrovim. So whether you're gathering large animals, you're gathering small animals, even snakes and scorpions. So Amar Rabbi Hilkach, haiman de tzomed zibura la'akrovo, af agad de kora michavein de lo lizku oser. So even if a person wants to bring like a hornet or a scorpion, you can't do it. Even if you're only doing this to harm them. So what was the havamina? Rashi in the second last line. Oser kigon she'ain rots in the acharav. They're going to run she'ain kam shem pikuach nefesh. It would have been a question of pikuach nefesh to save your life for them. So you know if this is a real avodah zara. So then we know, we'll learn later on that. That's one of the big three of Yaharig Val Yavur. So Reb Yochanan, Maishnat Kfifus Komoso L'Rabbonin Havi Maisa, Vakim Esvosov Lo Havi Maisa. So again, back to Reb Yochanan, who held that in the sheet of Rabbonin, that you're Chayiv for bowing down. So what's the Chilik? Why is that a Maisa? But if you're Megadev just by moving your mouth, that's not a Maisa. So Omer Rava, Shiny Megadev, Ho V'yeshno B'leiv. So that's interesting, that the Megadev has a different set of halachos because it's something that's in his heart, and really, you have to do a physical action to show the shear. Right? We spoke about this in the Rambam Shita of Lo Sachmod, that it's not to desire to covet something. So the Rambam writes, you're over this once you actively go and do something. You pressure your friend to sell you the object that you wanted. So what, if you just felt in your heart that's not a shear? No, it must be that there's a shear in terms of how far it pushed you to get you to actually do a maisa based upon that. So that's what it's saying over here, that the megadev, that like it's in his heart, but the speaking out already was proved to us how far entrenched it was. That's the shear to be chayiv. So now Amud Beis. So one second, we have the whole din of the Edom Zomim, right? That they are not going to have to bring a korban because they didn't do a maisa. V'amai hailis nuhu believe. They also had this idea of doing something in their hearts. Rashi says, "Hol v'yishnu believe." No, I'm sorry, it's a different one. Yeah. I wasn't going to say, it's interesting, the easy way to remember Edom Zomim, I still remember Rabbi Yitzhak Cohen Shlita, Kent Moore Shaw in the trailer, screaming, 1919, Edom Zomim. So 19, it's Devarim, obviously, so it's chapter 19, verse 19, pounding, 1919. So over the years, we teach him Seches Makos, one of the things used to call him a reminder, 1919. So I recently was at a chasa, one of my talmidim from over 10 years ago. He came over and says, Rebbe, I don't remember anything from that year except 1919. So okay, you have to give credit where credit is due from Rabbi Cohen, Shlita. So comes along the Gemara and says, Omarava, one second, let's talk about it. Shiny Edom Zomim, Hoyol Yeshno Bekol. So that the Edom Zomimim, there's a kol aspect to it also. What's the kol? The kol is that they're speaking and their voice is heard in the Beis Din, right? So that's why there's an additional aspect as well. The kol Rabbi Yochanan lav maisahu. One second, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that a kol is an action. For ha'itmar, we said chasoma bekol v'inhiga bekol. Rabbi Yochanan omer chayiv. If you would muzzle an animal using your voice, right? So then you'd be chayav that. Or if you could get animals to, come to lead them, like you call them, I don't know how to make the noises myself, but like whatever, you'd whistle or something, and the animals would move as a base of that. You call to them, and Rabbi Yochanan says, you're chayiv. Reish Lakish omer potter, right? Reish Lakish holds your potter. Rabbi Yochanan omer chayiv, akimus piv havi maisa. Because moving your lips, your mouth, is a maisa. Reish Lakish omer potter, akimus piv lo havi maisa. So you see from here, the Rabbi Yochanan holds that in an aveira that you do by akimus svasov is considered an action. You're chayiv for that. Se'ela, Omarov, it's different. There's a different answer to Abzera. Shiny Edom Zomim, Hoyo Vayeshnan Biri'ia. So it's through sight. So all the commentaries are on this. Rashi says on Re'ia, it's about 15 lines where it's thin. It says, Ikar Chiyuva Bo Aide HaRe'ia Shemeidin Shiro'u. They're testifying what they saw. Ure'ia Leis Bo Maisa. The Re'ia is not a Maisa. So it's a difficult Rashi. A lot of the Achronim struggle with to try to understand exactly what is being, what's the point Rashi is making. Tana Rabbanan, Bal Ov Zeh Medaber Bein Haparakim Umibein Atzile Yodov. So a Bal Ov is someone who causes like a person's was dead, their voice to be heard from his joints or between his like his armpits. Yidoni, like the sorcerer, Zeh maniach etzem yadua befiv. He puts the bone of the yadua into his mouth. So some say that it's like a type of land animal. The Rambam says it's like a bird. There's some that's like a human-like animal called Adone Hasada. Okay, but it's this bone they put in their mouth. Vehu medaber me'elav, and then the bone starts speaking on itself. So that's the that's what Yidoni is. The pasuk says your voice will be like the ghost out of the ground. My love, aren't we talking to mishtoi be ki orche? That person normally doesn't speak from the grave on their own. So lo to salik viyase bein haprakim umishtoi. No, but the dead person was pulled up and then he sits between the joints of the bal ov, and then he speaks from there. Satashma, famous story in Shmuel Aleph, Perik Chafches. Vatomer ha'isha el Shaul Elohim ra'isi olim min ha'aretz. She says, oh, I see a godly man, a holy man being brought up from the ground. So my lad mishtoi ki orche. So doesn't this sound like the dead person was speaking on their own? No, it's not necessarily true. Diyosev bein haprakim umishtoi. So he sits between them and then he speaks. So there's a Radvaz who asks on this, how could an Avarian like this be have a shaychus to Shaul, to Shmuel, I'm sorry, to and allow him to be summoned up through them? So he explains that maybe Hashem knew that this was going to happen through Koach HaTum, and he wanted it to be brought out in this way in a different ofen. The Radak over there has a whole machloikis in the Gaonim. Was this real? And it's going back to be started back on the Mishnah. So according to the Rambam says all these things are just, it's fake. It's smoke and mirrors. It's a big trick. It's a show. We'll talk about magic shows a little bit, but that's all it was. And the other Gaonim say, no, this was real. This is a real Maisa that actually happened. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ton Rabbonin, Bal Ov, Echad Hamale Bezuchuroi, Ve'echad Nisha Begugolis. Right? So there's different ways of doing it. They could bring it up on their male organ, or they could do it through the skull. Ma bein zeh lezeh. So what's the difference between the two ways? Ma le bezichuro, einu ole kedarko. The person comes up not standing up, but they comes up like upside down. The einu ole b'shabbos. And they don't. It doesn't work on Shabbos. Nisha begugoles, but if they use a skull, so then ole kedarko, they rise up in the normal way. The ole b'shabbos, and they also come up on Shabbos. Ola, one second. What do you mean? How Heichan Salik? Where's it going to? The skull's sitting right here. Sahakaim Monach. It's on the ground. El, you have to do a new taich. Ema One, not Ole, but One. They'll answer Kedarko One b'Shabbos. They'll answer regularly, and they will answer even on Shabbos. Va'af she'eluzu shal Tunufus Harosha es Rabbi Akiva. So this is one of the statements that Tunufus asked Rabbi Akiva. Omelo ma yom miyomayim. What makes this day of Shabbos so special? Right, the Ben Yehoyada explains that Yom Yomai. I mean, other nations have their days of rest. Some take it on Friday, some take it on Sunday. What makes your Shabbos so special? So Omer Lo, Rabbi Kiva says back to Tunufus Rufus, Ma gavra meguvarin. Why are you a better gavra? Why are you a better man than anybody else? So Amar Leih, says Rabbi Akiva, demaritzave, because my master wants me to, he appointed me to this. So Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, Shabbos nami demaritzave, right? The Shabbos also is unique because Hashem wants it to, right? Hashem put a special kedusha into Shabbos. So Amar Leih, so Rabbi says to Rabbi Akiva, hochi kamin aloch. This is what I'm saying to you. Mi yemer da ha'idna Shabbos. How do you have today's Shabbos? Amalei Nahar Sabbat Yon Yochiach. The Sabbat Yon River will prove that it is today's Shabbos. Bal Ov Yochiach. Ov will also prove that it's Yochiach. Kivro Shel Aviv Yochiach. And your father's grave will also prove it. She'ein Male Oshun B'Shabbos. That it will not, like the Gehenna are punished all week long, but they get a break during Shabbos. So that's why some had the minig to the Tosefes Shabbos to extend it, because they wanted to give the Shamas in Gehenna a little bit more of a break. So they're marich and they're shalashudas. But Omer lo, so Tartu says back to Bekiva, Bizisu Biyashtu Bekilauto. You mvaze, embarrassed me. You were demeaning to my father, you embarrassed him, and you cursed him. So the Marsha explains as an interesting thing that really what Tartu Rufus was denying three aspects. On Shabbos, we have three parts to Shabbos. Shabbos, Friday night, is corresponding to Maisa Bereishis. So that's Ovar, that's the past. Hashem created the world, right? We have the Hoyve, Hashem is actively involved in our daily lives in the present. That's like Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the second aspect of Shabbos. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. And the third part is La'osid, is the future. That is when Mashiach comes. That's like Shalashudas time. So the Ovar is the Bereishis, is the river. He created the Sabbatium, right? The Hoyve, the right now, is at the Ov, and then the Osid is the future in his father's grave. So he's going to be answering up for on all three parts that this Roman was making fun of. So Shoyal Ov, the Gemara says, if you ask from Ov, Haine Dorish El Hamesim, right? Isn't that the same thing as the Pasuk says? Why are they mentioned separately in Parsha Shoftim? So Dorish Lamesim Kidetanya. Right, if you ask questions from dead people, we learned in a brisa, v'dorei shel hamesim ze hamariv atzmo v'holich v'lam b'beisa kvaros kedei shetishra lav ruach tuma. That's a person who starves himself, he makes himself hungry, and he goes and spends the night in a cemetery in order that a ruach tuma should come to him, and then he can listen to what the mesim are talking about. U'cheshahaya Rebbe Akiva magia l'mikra ze haya bocha. When Rabbi Akiva would get to this pasuk, he would cry. We find this several places in Shas. Rabbi Akiva crying, being so emotionally moved by the psukim. Oma hamariv atzmo kedei shetishra alav ruach tuma. Right? Shor alav ruach tuma. Just like if a person who's going to starve himself and put himself in, you know, there's a lot of, maybe a meilus isn't the right word, there's a lot of tircha, there's a lot of effort that goes into making sure this will happen. So hamari atzmo kadesh tishra alav ruach tahara al achas kama v'kama. Right? So a person would starve himself and he could have a ruach of tahara on him. What can we do? Shavroseinu garmu lanu, but our averos have stopped us. Shene'emar ki im avonoseichem hayu mavdilim beinechem levein Eloheichem. Your averos are creating a blockage between you and Hashem. Pasuk in Yeshayahu. So Omer Rav, Iboy Tzadike, Boru Alma. If the Tzadikim wanted to, they would be able to create a world. Shedemar ki avonoseichem hayim avdilin. Right, meaning the reason they can't do it is because there's Rishayim. There's people who have who limit their koach. But really, in potential, they could create it. And it gives a few examples. Rava bara gavra. Rava created a golem, a person. Right, using Sefer Yetzirah, Rashi explains here. Shedare lekayme l'Rebbe Zeira. So he sent him in front of Rebbe Zeira. So Zeru was like talking to him, but the golem wasn't answering back. So min at So you're one of the chevra, meaning one of the chachamim created you. So now go back to the offer. Go return to your thing. So this became one of the most famous sources, the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, right in Tzadi Gimel. can you be mitzarif a golem to a minion, right? So he brings this whole idea about creating somebody. So the joke is that sometimes you have to use this tshuva in an early morning minyanim when people are sleeping. Joking aside, yoshin is mitzrayim for minyan. It's interesting that could happen. Person's tired. They chazos hashatz. They're waiting for the beginning. They sit down in their seat and they're out. They fall asleep. So then they would be mitzrayim. But he discusses could you actually make a golem and be mitzrayim for them. So he says, you see, there's no kunst to this, because Reb Zeira, if there would have been some toelis, if you could have used him for a davar shebekedusha, so Reb Zeira wouldn't have got rid of him. So he wants to bring a raya from there. Last line, Rabbi Chanina and Rav Oshia havi yosvi komal leShabso. They would sit every erev Shabbos for oski b'sefer Yetzira, and they would learn sefer Yetzira, which according to many was authored by Avram Avinu himself. Umivru lahu igla tilsa v'achile. They would make an igla tilsa, like a third born calf, and they would eat that in lekavod Shabbos. Then the Gemara continues and says, Tan Rabbonin, ma'onin. So what's actually a ma'onin? Rabbi Shimon Omer ze hamavir shiva mine zochur al ha'ayin. He puts seven different types of semen on his eyes. This is a person who does like a sleight of hand. He tricks people. Rabbi Kiva Omer ze hamachashiv itim v'shaos. This is a person who calculates what an auspicious time would be. For Omer, Hayom Yofil Atzeis. Today's a good day to leave, to go out on a journey. The Macher Yofil Likach. Tomorrow's a good day for buying things in the marketplace. Limude Arve Shvi'ios Chitin Yofos. On the Erev Shvi'is is a good day for getting wheat. Ikure Kitnios Mios Ro'os. But, cutting up Kitnios it's a bad time. I mean, you prevent, if you cut them from above the ground, it's going to prevent them from becoming bad. So, on this, there's the discussion about what's actually the ma'onein. So Rashi says ochez es ehainaim, right? He literally grabs, he sees the eyes. Ochez v'soger eini habrios. The people who are watching him, umar lehem ki'ila oisid devarim shalpela. He makes it look like he's doing these wondrous things. V'hu eina oisid klum, but he's really not doing anything. So that's the prohibition. So if we stopped right there, it would sound like you can't be an illusionist. It would sound like magic shows, at least for a Jewish magician, would be oser, because you make it look like you're doing things that are pella. The Shulchan Aruch in same simon, Kufay and Tess, Sif Tess Vav says, ochiz es anayim oser. Why they say for Yetzira mutter, right? Because here, if you the real deal, if you're creating things with Sefer Yetzira, you're allowed to. Afil lasos maisa. The Shach brings down on Ochiz Asainayim, Ein Bach. Shekos b'shem Harambam, Degam Achiz Einayim She'enu Aide Kishuf. Even if you're not doing Kishuf, Rak Aide Mare V'tach Bolos V'Aide Kalos Hatnua Biyad Oser. If you have quick hand movements, gestures, the Bach, based upon a Rambam, says that it cannot be done. Now again, it's not talking about a non-Jew, because a non-Jew doesn't have these prohibitions, but for a Yid, it would sound like if we stop right here, that there's no heter for the magic shows. So Rav Moshe has in the Igris Moshe in Yoredeya, Chilik Dalad Simen Yud Gimel. So Rav Moshe has a whole tshuva about magic shows, and he says, let's just say we're outside, it doesn't make sense to prohibit a person if they have a talent, a special unique ability in a certain area, to say that it's osir. He quotes like Shimshon. Shimshon was a tremendous gibor, right? Haya mutter lishtamish begivroso hameshuna ela shalosh shayach ze klalios binshi. Not everybody had the strength of Shimshon. What, he can't do it because it's different than everybody else? Shaya vade dava tumulinji. People were certainly amazed by his strength. It looked like he was something doing that's out of the ordinary. No one's going to think that Shimshon did Kishuf because he was so strong. So too, in the case of these like magic shows, there is no Dilraisa prohibition of magic shows. le'echad b'kalas ha'tenua shlo shaych l'osser. If Hashem gave a person this type of ability, not everybody is talented. Not everyone can make the quarter disappear between their fingers, whatever it is. Af lo mid'rabon. It's not even osser on a d'rabon level. V'kol shkin shlo shaych shiyeh al zeh lav d'raisa u'malkus. So he says it can't be that they'd be prohibited. V'rak yishim eshakil in sheva oma she'oise zeh b'kishuf yeh osser mitzad she'oise atzma rosha. So if a person's saying that I'm a real magician, and I'm using kishuf, he's fooling, then that he's a rasha, that would be prohibited. But the popular disclaimer is, and Moshe's about to say, if the person gets up there before and says, this is entertainment, this is magic, it's not, you know, it's not real, Hashem is the one who creates things, I'm just doing tricks, then that would be a heter gomer. In fact, I insist upon it, when they wanted to, we had a magician come to the shuf, one of the, programs for the youth department, and I told him you have to get up there beforehand and just explain it's fine. You know, he's not kidding him. No kid was walking away saying, "Oh man, I really thought he was real." Ulai continues the tshuva. Gam kshi yichshlu acherim loymer shemot la'asos achizah seinayim bekishuf. People are going to think you're allowed to do this. Asha oz asiyasu bekalos v'tenua hu meiser delifne iver v'lo beiser zed dekishuf. Right, that's a lifne iver thing, but not an actual kishuf. Right. But Rav Moshe says that wasn't actually acts the psak. And the next line of truth says, "Aval lo hay hadover yotz mimeni b'horos she'elu lemaisa." Right? No one ever asked me a formal question. Can I do the magic show? She'ein iser b'chizas einayim aydei kalas hatunua chedoyme. Ki b'chol oifen im eshakir v'oise zev v'omer she'oise devarim shelo kederach hateva yer is lost. That's awesome if he's telling. Deha yochel hatos le'in she'ach orav lechziko le'ish bal moifes. I think this guy's a miracle worker. He can walk on water. He does good tricks. The inch kaze huvada ish she'ena roy lilmo mimasov af kishelohai mishakir. If he's not being a liar, but kol shekin kishmekar. Certainly, if he is lying, just to skip a little bit to then aval im omrim she'osu b'derech teva. So if they say beforehand, I'm doing tricks. Kain who yadu mafursim. Everybody knows that this is how it's done. Eini roe v'zeh shum iser. Ramos says, I don't see any problem with magic shows. Aval al koponim l'horo l'maisa lo boil de inyin zeh v'lo shemati shemikan oisin badchanos b'chlal. But no one's ever actually asked me a formal psak, are you allowed to do a badchanos like this at a chasna? Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit. Marsha Hoysid, you do a Shaharba Yelodim Misbal Mizeh. The kids are so amazed, they're blown away by the magician. Ad Shechoshim Shevada Yeshla Adam Zeh, Kochos Bilti Tivim. Right? Hifriz Al Hamid. Right? No kid is really thinking this guy has supernatural powers because he did a few, you know, fancy schmancy card tricks. Or he caused something to float, or he took a rabbit out of a hat. They think he's a great guy. Wow, he's talented. And they think there's many, many people like this. Right, that's how the tshuva ends off. It's not a problem. Okay, a few more lines in the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. Menachesh, zeh omer pito noflu mipiv. Right, so nichush is when a person says, you know, the bread fell out of your mouth. Machla noflu miyodo, the stick fell out of his hand. Beno kori lo meachorov, a kid's calling him out from behind him. Oriv kori lo, a raven is calling to him. Tzvi hifsiku baderech, a deer is blocking him on the road. Nachash miyamino, right, a fox is on his, I'm sorry, a snake is on his right. Shual mismolo, and a fox is on his left. These are all bad signs. So if you rely upon these bad signs, then change your course of action. That's nichush. So the Ran and Chulin asks, how could it be what Eliezer did by Rivka? Why isn't that also Nichush? He says, if I'll find somebody who'll come to, you know, bring water to me and my animals, so that's the kind of girl I'm looking for my master's wife, for a master to be a wife, for Yitzchak. So the Ran says, it's not Nichush because there's a reason, there's a logical reason to set that up is the test. You find the girl has good midos, chesed, that's what you're looking for. So it's not something that there's no tam, there's no reason behind it. There's a very logical reason, therefore that wouldn't be prohibited at all. Al taschil bi, right? Don't collect from me first. He's talking about like a person who's coming to like taxes. Shachrisu, this is the, don't collect, it's the morning time. Rosh Chodeshu, it's Rosh Chodeshu. Motsu Shabbosu, it's after Shabbos, and I don't want to begin. So Tan Rabbanan lo tinachashu velo sa'onein, right? Don't do the nichush onein. Kigon Elu Hamanachashim Bechulda Beoifos Ubedogim. These are talking people who use these like animals of a weasel, a chulda, birds, and or fish, and they use that to receive guidance about how they could act in the future. But again, there is no logical connection between that. That would be the Isser Deraisa of Nichush.